From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Japan's Prime Minister is in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, where Monday he stopped at several memorials to honor America's war dead. The naval base and surrounding airfields were targets of a surprise Japanese attack on December 7, 1941. Tuesday, Mr. Abe will be the first Japanese leader to visit the Pearl Harbor Memorial above the sunken battleship Arizona. Jeffrey Horning is a research fellow at the Washington-based U.S.-Japan think tank Sasakawa Peace Foundation.
When it first broke, news was that he would be the first prime minister to ever visit Pearl Harbor. But in fact, in the recent weeks, we've learned that he will be the fourth prime minister. However, he will be the first prime minister to visit the Arizona.
Shinzo Abe hopes to underscore the U.S.-Japan alliance. He holds talks with President Barack Obama. Horning acknowledges how little the current generation understands the one-time animosity that separated the two countries.
A lot of the younger generation don't know the significance of Pearl Harbor, but given that these two countries were bitter rivals and enemies just within two, three generations ago, it's amazing that they have been able to come this far and reconcile their past histories.
A Japanese spokesman said Mr. Abe will not apologize for the attack. The visit follows an unprecedented trip to Hiroshima, Japan, in May by President Obama, sign of the dropping of the first atomic bomb in 1945. Mr. Obama offered no apology for the U.S. attack that was aimed at ending the war. According to an unnamed official, Somalia's oft-delayed presidential election is being put off for a fourth time amid allegations of fraud and intimidation. The vote is set for Wednesday, but the official said it will likely be postponed until January 24. The country is racked by a jihadist insurgency and riven by clan rivalries. This is VOA News. Russia says it has recovered a flight data recorder which might provide clues to the sudden crash Sunday of a Russian military plane en route to Syria that killed all 92 people on board. A massive recovery operation has been underway to retrieve bodies and wreckage from the Tupolev 154 that crashed shortly after takeoff from Sochi. Among the passengers, dozens of members of the acclaimed Red Army Choir.
Esprimo vive condoglianze.
Pope Francis Monday prayed for those who perished and called on God to console the families of the victims. A preliminary assessment of the crash points to a technical malfunction or pilot error, not terrorism. Exiled Cambodian opposition leader Sam Rainsy has been sentenced to 5 years in prison in absentia for posting on Facebook a fake government pledge to dissolve the country's border with Vietnam. The two social media colleagues were each sentenced to 3 years. Members of the opposition Cambodia National Rescue Party have complained of a crackdown by the government of Hun Sen, who has been in power as prime minister for 3 decades. The border issue with neighbors Vietnam and Thailand is seen as a sensitive one among many Cambodians. Turkey Monday said it wants international air support for its assault on the Islamic State Syrian town of El Bab. Ibrahim Kalin, a spokesman for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, said the international coalition must carry out its duties regarding aerial support to the battle we're fighting in El Bab. Not giving such support, he said, is unacceptable. Turkish-backed forces have taken increasing casualties in a weeks-long offensive to take the town. Turkey's been trying to clear its border area of IS and Kurdish fighters. In the northeast Nigerian city of Maiduguri, a repeated target of Boko Haram, a female suicide bomber, was the only fatality in an apparent attack on a cattle market in the Borno State capital. A second would-be female bomber was arrested. No immediate claim of responsibility. Indian police said they have arrested 4 men suspected of drugging and raping an American tourist at a New Delhi hotel earlier this year. Among the suspects are a tour guide and his associate, a driver, and a hotel employee. Dipendra Pathak is the New Delhi Joint Police Commissioner.
Delhi police will also seek the police remand custody for all these 4 accused for further custodial interrogation and further developing and collecting the evidences related to this case.
The suspects have denied the charges. The alleged assault in April is the latest attack on female foreign tourists. Days after the UN Security Council approved, with U.S. abstention, a resolution criticizing Israeli settlements, President-elect Donald Trump chided the world body as sad. In a tweet posted on Twitter, he said the UN has had such great potential. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.